Is your paperwork system more piles than files? Does your desk, closet, or whole house look like a tornado went through and tossed your stuff everywhere? Yet, do you know that that order form you need is in the fourth stack on the left about halfway down? Do you own enough office supplies or containers to open your own container store? What do these have in common? They are all part of your executive functioning, specifically organizing. Get ready to learn about your brain. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sun. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. We are talking about executive functioning, the CEO of your brain. Executive functioning is an integral part of ADHD because, well, we're not very good at it. If you're not familiar with executive function, you can listen to the first episode in the series, number 53, and that episode will give you a good overview of the whole thing because we're covering a whole variety of pieces of executive function in this series, and today we're specifically talking about organizing. The definition of organize is to arrange in a structured whole or order to coordinate the activities of a person or a group of people efficiently. The key here is efficiently. A lot of us have systems in place, but they are far from efficient. Some of us have created systems that are really bizarre to everyone else, but truly work for us. And then you have the group of people who are so organized that their files are color-coded tabs printed with the label maker because there are perfectionists, me included, where you've worked so hard to be on top of things that it's almost overkill and our coping mechanism from childhood has turned into a little bit of a problem because we're using it in an unhealthy way. If you're in this camp, you can head over to episodes 41 and 43, where I talk all about perfectionism and anxiety in ADHD women. Saying that it's a shame is not even close to being strong enough words about how so many high-functioning ADHD women fly under the radar because they cover it up so well. These are the people that will hear, well, you can't possibly have ADHD. You're too together. You're too organized. You have an advanced degree. There's no way you could have ADHD. If only you knew. That is simply a sign of somebody who's not very familiar with ADHD. But I digress. So when we're talking about the way that we organize, are you choosing your method deliberately? Is it really working for you and not just pretending that it works for you because you're covering up your insecurities? There are definitely those of us who work with the file system of, oh yeah, that's in the fourth pile over there, on the left, a little bit farther down. Oh yeah, right there. That's where that paper is. And we know. And for some people, that totally works. And for other people, they just look at all the piles and go, it's in there somewhere. Ha ha ha. And they make a joke out of it. So is this truly efficient for you? Can you find the stuff that you need? That's what matters when it comes to organizing is it working for you? How do we see organization show up in the executive dysfunction for adults with ADHD? Maybe you have that giant mail pile you haven't sorted, or maybe it's more like Mail Mountain. You haven't paid your bills because, well, they're sitting in Mail Mountain. You haven't opened them yet. Maybe you have chaos in your home and your desk, and you have paperwork volcanoes, and you can't find the forms for your kids' school pictures or field trips. They're here somewhere, but I don't know exactly where. Do you know where you're supposed to be and when and what you're supposed to bring with you? A lot of times our poor organization makes us late because we're trying to leave and we can't find our keys or the thing we're supposed to take to this meeting or our phone. And also tied in is task initiation, where you have big projects and you're not sure where to start, so you don't start at all, but you haven't figured out how to chunk that project into smaller pieces and organize it in a way that makes sense for your brain and your brain to actually get things done. And then there's the second group, which I mentioned earlier. There's these people who appear super organized, but sometimes that's a coping mechanism that's gone wrong. Some people it works for, sure, But some people are over there redoing their to-do list and making it look prettier and, oh, well, you know, I should rewrite it so that it's in chronological order so I know which order that I should do the tasks in. We're focusing on that planning and organizing part so much that we're missing out on the execution part of actually getting the things done that need to get done. There are plenty of us that spend more time buying washi tape to decorate the folders that the papers need to go in than putting the papers actually in the folder with the washi tape. And there's another group of us that have a very strange system to most other people, but we know where it is. So there's some ADHDers who keep their toothbrush in the shower because it's easier for them to just clean everything in one place rather than have an extra step at the sink. Or there are some moms who dress their ADHD kids at night and they sleep in their clothes so that way in the morning there's less to get done. We don't have to look for clothes. It's already on their body and that step is complete and ready to go. Now that might sound crazy to a lot of people, but hey, if organizing your morning makes sense that way and it works for you, why not? Having poor organizational skills can come across to others as being immature or somebody who's a lot of talk but no action. Maybe they feel like they can't count on you or you don't care or you're disorganized or lazy. Maybe they see you as spacey or forgetful or strange. Maybe you're anal retentive and you have analysis paralysis. Or you're so inflexible because it has to be done exactly your way that they get frustrated with you. This can come out in so many different ways. But on the positive note, we are really good at not getting stressed by the little things, living in the moment, not being so focused on the way that things need to, quote, be. And we often see things that others don't. Because we have a non-linear way of thinking, we can see outside the box. We can creatively solve problems. We can find like an objective third party solution because our brain isn't stuck in the situation and confined to the rules. We know how to MacGyver something and make it work. And that's something that I see in my brain a lot. I still remember when we were remodeling a rental house and we were trying to squeeze in another bathroom. The building's over 100 years old and there's not a lot of wiggle room. And the other three people, my other three partners, were looking at this and they're all neurotypicals and they couldn't figure out a way to make it work. Trying to work around the water heater and the laundry and all this, and my ADHD brain was able to just look at it for a couple minutes and kind of shift the Legos around in my head, and there I found it. I figured exactly how we can stick another bathroom in. Now, I'm also very lucky that my mom taught me how to stay organized as a child. She helped me build that muscle from such an early age that I am stronger at it than most ADHD people because I've had a whole lifetime of practice. But I also recognize that I have to stay on top of my system or things fall through the cracks and get forgotten. I know when I am getting stressed and things aren't good because I see how my systems are falling apart and how I choose to take a default quote unquote easier route rather than go ahead and follow through on the system that I know works for me. That's a clear indicator that I am starting to struggle and be stressed. And now I use those skills to implement loose routines that fit my lifestyle. I know a lot of us really struggle with the word routine. It sounds so constricting, but it doesn't have to be. Routines don't have to be military precise. Routines can be flexible. Routines can be tailored to fit your lifestyle in the stage of motherhood that you are in. And so learning how to organize your life in a way that makes sense for you, because the word routine just means the way that you customarily do something. So you can make that look like whatever you want, as long as it works for you and your life. So this is one of my number one tips on how to make yourself more organized is to find routines and systems that work for you. So for example, most people put their fruit in the fruit drawer. But when I put fruit in the fruit drawer, it doesn't get eaten because I can't see it and I forget it's there. So in our fruit drawer, there are snacks for the kids. So yogurt, fruit smoothies, the things that they can just grab and go. And this works great for me because we don't have 15 yogurts flopping around the fridge. They're all contained in one spot. And like I tell you every time, awareness makes a huge difference. When you know where the organization is really kicking your butt, having at the back of your mind that you want to keep an eye out on that will help you become more aware. And I know it sounds weird, but over time, your awareness will grow and you'll see those patterns emerging of where organization is a struggle. And that gives you enough information to start to make changes and differences to affect those areas. Now, obviously, you can be super organized, but if you have a lot of stuff, it's harder to keep up with all of it. So I have adopted a minimalist mindset. Now, I am no minimalist expert by any means, but I've definitely gotten rid of a lot of stuff. But this is, again, something I have to work on repeatedly. I don't just magically read the book and then execute forever like that. That's not how it goes. I have to remind myself frequently of why I'm doing what I'm doing, why am I getting rid of things, and then repeating that process, because things are always coming into our house, especially with kids. And it's hard to say, no, we don't need that, and throw it in the trash or the recycle or gift it. But I really, really enjoyed Marie Kondo's method. And I know there's a lot of like jokes about it, whatever, but it made a huge difference in my life of having less things and understanding that I'm making space to enjoy the things that I actually love and really want, and they're not piled up in a drawer not getting used, or on a shelf with 32 other things, and I don't even see the thing that I truly love and enjoy. So this has made a huge, huge difference for me, and I highly recommend finding the person whose voice speaks to you and figuring out how to get rid of stuff you don't really need or enjoy. Next up is we have to ask for help. We don't have to be superhuman and do all of it by ourselves. So get the family involved. Give everyone in the family responsibility for keeping up with the house. And ask for help for you. If you don't know how to organize, find someone who can teach you. I also recommend digital filing. Using something like Evernote to keep track of things is so much better than having paperwork everywhere. Plus, it's searchable, so you can just type in the search box TV manual, and you'll be able to pop up your TV manual. So for me, I don't keep the paper manuals anymore. I take pictures of the front, and I take a picture of any important pages in there that I might need, and then I get rid of it, because realistically, you can Google just about everything. So as long as I have the front cover page, then I know which model it is and the pertinent information, and I can find it online. I don't need a giant drawer full of manuals. I literally put everything in Evernote. I keep all of my notes in there because I know I can go to one place and find my brain instead of trying to keep it all in my head. Another way that I like to stay organized is keeping the one thing mentality. I really liked Gary Keller's book called The One Thing, and I've thought about doing a book review on it because I thought it was super helpful for people with ADHD. The whole premise is just to know you can only do one thing. You can't do 15 things at one time. You can do one thing. So pick the one thing that matters. So if you're looking at your house as a total disaster and it's feeling super overwhelming and you don't know where to start, pick one thing. What's the one thing that would make the biggest difference for you? Is clearing off the kitchen table going to make a big difference for you and your family to be able to sit down and eat together? Then that's your one thing. And just focus on getting that one thing done. And then when you're finished with that task, then you can look at the other things. Because when we look at the whole picture of our house being disorganized disaster, it feels like too much. So just pick one thing. That's it. That will help you stay organized, or at least feel like it's not quite as overwhelming. Just set the other 472 things on your to-do list aside and pick the one that really matters right now. And like I always mention, cognitive behavioral therapy is a huge help for anyone, but especially those of us with ADHD, to overcome negative pasts or issues that you're holding on to and roadblocks that you can't get past. Highly recommend that. And of course, I'm going to tell you to join me for the Peaceful Mama Morning Challenge. If you are feeling disorganized, I'm here to help, of course. And I wrote the Disorganized Mom's Guide to a Peaceful Morning. Y'all, I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited to get it into your hands and get us moving forward. And I want you to have a peaceful morning to feel confident and calm and not be running around like a nutcase in the morning. And part of that is being organized. So we're going to talk about that. It's 5 short videos, and we'll do 5 simple steps to make our mornings more peaceful. And I want you in there. I want you to be in there with me, making a difference and feeling better about your mornings. So go over to my website. The link will be in the show notes. It's patriciasung.com/peaceful-morning. And we are kicking off in October. So as we continue on with our executive functioning over the next few weeks, let me remind you that knowledge is power, and the more we know about our ADHD brains, then the better we can use our strengths for good and bumper pad our weaknesses so we get whacked in the head a few less times because we don't want to change who we are, but we can find ways to feel confident in how we run our lives with purpose and feel like we are being great moms. So, successful mama, hugs to you. Have an amazing week, and we will talk again soon. Thank you for listening to Motherhood in ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodinadhd.com.